Veterans Day, and we have any veterans with us today. No. Fantastic. Thank you.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Welcome to the Budget Finance Committee. We've got a full room today, so I'd love to see our everyone interested in county government. It's a great thing to be interested in. If you go out this way, you'll see the elevator there. If you go out to the left, there's stairs down there. That's how we get out in an event of emergency or anything like that. There are bathrooms, generally that direction. Let's see. Well, first on our agenda is our treasurer's report. Mr. Sanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you'll
turn
with me to the summary statement, Form 4, January 1st, 2025 to October 31st, 2025. County General Fund $1,006,526,461.31. County Road Fund $2,010,105,700.13. County Road Sales Tax Fund $3,402,4,725,877.22. Animal Welfare Control Fund $3,404,1,490,761.90. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund $3,407,2,112,383.06. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $1,375.99. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $2,239,918.53. ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund 1006, $5,696,972.90. One thing to note there, our County General, because of ad valorem tax, we are now, revenues are above expenditures, roughly $2.3 million. So that with the million that's coming out in the transfer, we should be in the positive for the year. Turning to page two, this is County General Revenue chart. We talked about this all year about going back to the state reimbursement, but adding on to that with a good collection in animal welfare taxes, so we are really trending well on the revenue side. Page three, tax collection for October is $1,243,697.98. That's 4.24% higher than 2024, and we are currently 0.27% above year-to-date. Page four, total tax collection, sales tax collection for the year is $12,360,238.20. That's 86% projected of $14.3 million. You remember last month we talked about breaking $15 million. I don't know that we're going to break $15 million, but we'll be very close. So, page three, the sales tax. 3 month moving average continues to be above the 1 year moving average. 1 year moving average continues to grow. We feel everything good about the sales tax. Probably disappointing. Are there any questions that you have on these, or any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Treasurer Sanson. Let's see. All right, next I've got, because we have everyone here interested in that, we're going to open up for public comment. It's not enough, something we normally do a whole lot of times during our budget committee meetings. There's normally not a reason to. Generally, a pretty boring process, as it was last night. Let's see. Let me get that sheet over there. Is there a sheet over there?
It's not bad.
It's still circulating. All right.
Chairman,
yes, sir.
I'd like to make a motion that we, just because of time, we limit 60 seconds.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I make a motion that we limit comments to 60 seconds due to time constraints in the budget we got going on tonight.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? All there,
Tyler, if I might, with that being said, with the limitations, I just want everybody to know, if you have texted, called, or emailed me in particular, but any of us, I read every word. And so we may be limiting your comments tonight for time restraints, but just feel certain that all of your emails are read word for word, and I really do take them into consideration. So thank you guys for your feedback.
All right, let's see. First we have, Jessica Rowland on the list here. And I will ask all, there's a little microphone right here in the corner. This is a fairly new setup we have here, so we're not fully moved in. But if you'll come to this little microphone on the corner here, if you'll just touch that little red button there.
It's ready.
It's ready?
Oh, no, it is now.
All right, if you'll just introduce yourself to the court and then your time to start.
Hello, my name is Jessica Rowland, a resident here in Conway and Vice Administrator of the Central Arkansas Nerf Club. I just wanted to voice my opinion here today. Recently at the Conway Pride event, the Faulkner County Library was there and present, and there was some discourse online about whether or not that was worth it, and I wanted to voice that I am strongly in support of the library using their funding to advertise at community events like that and to promote reading and knowledge to the community and to help ensure that they know that the community knows that everyone is welcome at the library. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, listen, we gotta keep all that down, okay? We gotta stay on target here. We got a lot going on. All right, let's see, who we got here? Avery Nash. And listen, I just want to say, I didn't say this earlier. Jessica did a fantastic example. When we speak to things that are on the agenda, right? And what do we have on the agenda tonight? We have our budgets. We're talking about budgets. We're not talking about policy. Jessica mentioned funds. That's a prime example of a great public comment. Ms. Nash.
Mrs.
Mrs.
I echo everything that Jessica said. I've been a resident here for 45 years. And I want our library to remain open and fully functional and participate in those events. I'm also known as Perfectly Potted, if any of you guys have heard of the I sell plants. And I advertise the library regularly through my business. And I've participated in taking classes there and in teaching classes there. And I was at the Pride event, and it was a wonderful, I'm straight. I was at the Pride event, and it was a bunch of very lovely people.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Ellie Monroe? M-U-N-R-O. There might be in the other room, so I'm going to give it a minute. Y'all going to have to forgive my pronunciations here, and I'll forgive your penmanship. Listen, I'm going to get Alistair and Noah on deck. All right, Ellie, go ahead. Thank you.
Hi. Real quick, I will just say that in there, the live stream audio is not working whatsoever. So no one on the live stream, regardless of location, can hear it. That being said, hi. I'm an out-of-state student that's currently attending Hendricks College, and on Saturday, I attended the Small Pride Festival at which the Faulkner County Library had a booth. Libraries have always been a safe space for people, regardless of religion, race, orientation, gender, etc., and seeing that safe space present all around the Conway community always makes me feel a little bit more at home, not just at the festival, but at the Conway Art Walk, Toad Suck Days, anywhere. The library isn't just dedicated to one part of Conway, it's dedicated to everyone, Pride Festival attendees included. In response to the library's presence at the Pride Festival, Senator Jason Raybert posted a Facebook message calling for Conway to, quote, clean house and get rid of these people who are pushing this junk on our kids, unquote. Now, let me preface this by saying that I was raised in the church, and I believe that the Lord calls us to love every person on this earth, as we are all created in the image of God. Senator Raper by implying that funding should be cut because of the library's presence at Pride is pushing this idea that some members of our community are lesser and therefore not deserving of public support. This is an idea that directly contradicts the Word of God and one of our country's founding beliefs, that all men are created equal. Senator Rayford said that the library is pushing a, quote, woke LGBTQ agenda. He says that they are pushing this junk on your kids. But those children who came to the festival did not walk away with their minds closed to faith and their hearts corrupted by sin. The children who came to the park and made crafts and sang along to Wham and Rick Astley and saw their favorite librarian sitting in the shade, they did, in fact, Rick Roll us.
Miss Ellie, I'm giving you some leniency because you said the thing wasn't working over there. The audio wasn't, but we have a one-minute time frame, and you have reached that, so if you don't mind just wrapping up your statements.
Yes, all of a sudden, I'm sorry. They walked away with a smile on their face, happy to have spent a beautiful day at the park. Senator Raper claims that taxpayer dollars are being wasted on the library and its effort to be present for the people of Conway, and uses last Saturday as a prime example. But unlike Senator Raper, I was there on Saturday, and what I saw at Laurel Park wasn't indoctrination, it wasn't an agenda, and it certainly wasn't wasteful. What I saw at Laurel Park was a community overflowing with love and a library eager to be there for its patrons. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Alistair? Luke? And Alistair, you're coming from the other room over there, so we have a one-minute public comment time period here. Yes, if you don't mind introducing yourself to us.
My name is Alistair Luke. I am also a student. I don't live here full-time. I am an English major, and I am in training to be an English teacher at a high school after I graduate. I won't ever claim I know anything about politics. I will say, defunding a library is a disgraceful thing. I don't agree with it at all. No matter where a library is or what events they go to, libraries are public and they are a right for children to learn and for people to have access to educational materials. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's see. Who we got next? Noah? Let's see if we can get Joseph and Caleb on deck. No, we just have a one-minute time frame here. If you don't mind introducing yourself to us.
Noah Elrod. I work at the library. This is written on September 22nd, 1959. On New Year's Day in 1942, there was no Faulkner Van Buren Regional Library, nor was there any Miss Dula H. Reed tearing around in pursuit of some talkative soul who had been brash enough to mention casually a book or a bench or a bush or just anything that might be useful for the library. There was a Faulkner County Library with around 9,000 volumes, an unbelievably fast circulation rate. There was a perennial wail for money. There was a wonderful community desire for a better library. The minutes of that time are full of CCC camps, WPA branch workers, drives for books for men in service. Then, on February 1st, came Miss Reed. As a homegrown librarian, she knew the townsfolks and those who lived down most of the country lanes as well. She continued the urgent search for funds for the support of the library. She learned how to smile in a financial manner for the thrifty Quorum Court. She reminded friends of the library members that dollars were her job's best friend. She remembered that the library had come into existence by the cooperation of almost every community in town. She found books for Little Susie, for the Rock Hound, for the Ballad Singer, for the Garden Clubbers, for the old lady whose days were lonely. She took on the county to the north, Van Buren, when we became a regional library. She learned to drive over the hills and far away to the outlying schools and branches, hoping she would bring herself back alive. So far, she has. Ms. Dula Reed was our longest running director. Thank you.
Thank you, Noah. All right, Joseph Hilton. Got the microphone right over here in the corner.
Cool.
If you don't mind introducing yourself to us, and we'll start your time. Thank you.
All right. Hi, I'm Joseph
Hilton. I'm getting that there is a lot more to this than what I thought whenever I came in here. The only thing I was aware of was it was a budget meeting and the library was up for it. So I want to just speak a little bit about that. The library was extremely important to me personally. I'm not from here. I came from a small town, like a lot of people probably did. Very, very poor. We did not have books. We did not have a computer. Nothing. Everything I learned, everything I interacted with, I was able to do homework, projects, all came from the library. It was a tiny library. It was probably half the size of this room. I read every single book in there. We did not have a computer until I was like a junior in high school. I would not have been able to get where I am today without funding to libraries. I'm a senior software engineer for a billion-dollar company. I run an entire team of people. I would probably still be in that same small town if we did not fund libraries. I'm not really sure what the event is that has everybody riled up. It could not have been bad enough to warrant any sort of, like, people not getting paid what they need to for the library or not allocating adequate funds. I can't imagine a scenario where the library shouldn't get funding. It's up there for me in, like, top five services a city can provide. Like, I need clean water. Like, I gotta have that. I value the library over waste services. I find another way to get rid of it. That's really all I have to say on it. I'm a little curious what's going on, but I feel like this is my guy. So, thank you.
All right, Caleb.
Good to tilt it up, or does it just picks up? It sounds like it picks up. So,
yeah, you're good.
My name is Caleb Johnson. Live here in Conway. The reason why I'm out here today, like so many other people, is to be here in support of the library to make sure that they get all the funding they need. That's for workers. That's for discretionary funds. That's for anything that they need. And in this case, I've seen what the library provides. As somebody who hasn't been to a library except for in this past year, and being able to see the financial services, the courses, the classes, the community that they bring, this library is fantastic for that. And as somebody who has been a part of events, seeing the people that come from other communities, out from Russellville, out from Bald Knob, out from Heber, they come because of what the library provides. So that's why I'm here today, is to express my support, to give them what they need.
Thank you, Caleb.
Thank you.
Let's see, we've got Buddy. Tell us. Buddy, if you don't mind telling us who you are.
Yes, my name is Buddy Tolis. Just moved to Conway here in the last year. I moved to Arkansas from Idaho, Montana area a few years ago for law school. I'd like to kind of just reiterate support for everything people have said already today, but I'd also like to give y'all another viewpoint. It's my understanding that each one of you, when you got voted in, had to take the oath of office. Jason Rapper, the guy that made it abundantly clear that this is about LGBT rights and the library supporting that, also had to take that oath of office. Part of that oath is supporting the Constitution of the United States of America. And I'm not sure how much y'all have paid attention to Supreme Court cases when it comes to LGBT rights and all that, but one thing that the court has held over and over and over again is that viewpoint discrimination is completely unacceptable and unexcusable. That
I'll let you finish.
So I'll just go Rosenberg. Court held that a student religious journal at the University of Virginia was entitled to the same subsidy from student activity funds received by secular student journals. The court quotes that viewpoint discrimination discriminates on the basis of viewpoints to permit school property to be used for the presentation of all views about family issues and child rearing, except those dealing with the subject matter from a religious standpoint, they found that unacceptable because a religion was discriminated against. Rosenberg, when the government targets not subject matter but particular views taken by speakers on a subject, the violation of the First Amendment is all the more blatant. Viewpoint discrimination is thus an egregious form of content discrimination. The government must abstain from regulating speech when the specific motivating ideology or the opinion or perspective of the speaker is the rationale for the restriction. In closing, I know people like Jason aren't going to listen to the LGBT argument, but maybe he'll listen to the monetary argument. If you cut funding to the library just on the basis that they support the entire community and not just portions of the community, that is viewpoint discrimination. And the lawsuits that the county will face and the money lost is going to far exceed anything the county would ever spend given to the library and helping out their community.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
All right, I've got Brooklyn, Mason.
Hello. As J.P. Coates said, you have all received my email and read it, so I'm only going to read a very specific piece of it. My name is Brooklyn. I'm actually on the board of directors for Conway Pride Community, so I'm going to read a small piece of the email that all of you got the pleasure of reading already. The library did not pay to be at Pride. Their fees were waived with full support of the board of directors of Conway Pride Community. Every time that the library shows kindness to queer Conwegians, we end up right here. And every time the community shows up in solidarity with the library in waves, we love our town and we love our library. Why do we need to keep repeating this cycle again and again? Defunding the library defunds the community garden. It defunds teen programming. It defunds internet access for kids who don't have it at home but need the internet to do school projects. It actively impedes literary access for young people. And what defunding the library does not do is make the queer community any less queer, or make us disappear, or keep us out of your parks, your schools, your streets, or your public institutions and municipalities. All of those spaces also belong to us. We also pay taxes. We invest in businesses. We own businesses. We have just as much rights to see ourselves in the spaces we pay for as much as anyone else does. As the library is for all Conwegians, that includes us, and including us does not exclude anyone else. Thank you.
Thank you, Brooklyn. All right, we've got one more here. I didn't get the name. I just wrote down the last one that didn't get the sign to sign it. You probably know who you are.
I know him when I see him. There he is.
All right, there's a microphone right here on the corner, and if you don't mind introducing yourself to us, and then we'll give you your minute. Thank you.
Good morning, or afternoon, or evening. My name is Sky, ladies and gentlemen of the board. This is local government. We have a federal government that is falling apart, and we need to take care of our community. This is base level government, and we need you to treat everyone like human beings. And LGBTQ should not ever be even thought of as a reason to take people's rights away. We're all human beings. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, that concludes our public comment for the night. Once again, thank y'all for joining us and participating in the process. Let's see. We're going to move on to new business. Do we have a motion for our proposed ordinance on our kind of regular monthly appropriations? passing proposed ordinance 25-31 on the full court. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. All right, we're going to move on to consideration of our 2026 budgets. We covered a lot of ground last night. Let's see. We tabled. We moved to Thursday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There were six budgets last night. You'll remember, I'm just giving you a number that we moved to Thursday because we had questions that no one was here to answer, or they needed to be fixed or adjusted or whatever the situation was there. I'd like to take this opportunity. I see Justice Kendrick and Justice Strain. Are there any other justices in the Justice Yorkie? All right, I extended this last night. If you have any questions, comments, anything during the meeting, feel free to speak. I don't always have my head up looking. I'm a lot of times looking down, so feel free to just holler out something so I can get y'all's comments or concerns addressed. All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1000.0101 County Clerk on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Ms. Starter, do you have any comments on your budget?
No. Well, it's been a while since I submitted it, so I'm not sure. I don't think I've asked for anything new. So it is going to be an election year, so my budget has been increased for the general supplies and probably professional services. Don't forget that that's part of the ADP, and the 3102 is the 35, that's the computer softwares and stuff for the accounts payable, which benefits the whole county. So most of my increases are having to do with new administration costs that are coming in to the through my office.
Mr. Starter, what's ADP?
It's the payroll program that we're trying to implement.
The timekeeping.
Okay, I remember that. Thank you.
Justice, any questions?
I don't have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So on the passport admin position, is that an increase or a decrease in the salary appropriation for 26?
So we shifted money around back in May or back after the first year last year, so that's what that ordinance is showing. Mm-hmm. But the increase is, I guess, from the 3% that
had. Is it the appropriation is showing as less than last year's, but the difference is showing?
Oh, because I shifted money back at the beginning of the year between two positions.
Justice Jory, I think I see what you're saying. Instead of the number being green, it's red.
Red.
Yeah.
It should be green.
Oh. Well, I didn't.
Is that right?
I'm just not even sure the maps.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't put in the budget on the personal services, so I'm not sure.
Margaret, as long as what's in that 2026 appropriation category is correct there, with the 52,312 being the salary for that position. I know you might not even have it in front of you right now. But
yeah, I believe that's correct, but
okay.
I will just have to come back tomorrow night if I find out it's wrong. I don't have my notes with me.
We can pass it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's correct, but I'd have to double check.
Adjustment, we can come back and adjust it. Yeah. Justice, any more questions?
I see what she's saying.
All in favor of passing Fund 1000.0101, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Alright.
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3005.0117 County Clerk Cost on the table for discussion.
Second.
This one's a net positive. Justices, any questions? We'll run while we can. That's it while we can. All in favor of passing Fund 3005.017, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0109 Elections and Voter Registration on the table for discussion.
Second. All right, Justice, as we, you will see, just like what Ms. Darter said, it's an election year, so we have substantial increases in this budget. $100,000 of this will be reimbursed for the cost of the election. That's a rough projection on the reimbursement. Ms. Darter, any other comments?
No, we get reimbursed approximately about $100,000 for the primary, and then we're kind of on our own for the general. I will bill out the schools and stuff, but their costs will be kind of minimum, and any other entity that might be on the ballot and get reimbursements for some of them that's probably not projected into the projections on that. So probably another $25,000 would come in also.
Justices, any questions? All in favor of passing 1000.0109, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3530.0109 Circuit Court 3rd Division on the table for discussion.
Second.
This was a grant that has to be spent out this year, and so we will not be asking for what we don't spend. We won't be asking because we have to spend it out by the end of the year.
Justice, any questions? All in favor of passing 3530.0109, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0102 Circuit Clerk on the table for discussion.
Second.
Justice, anything here? No changes. This is money that gets paid out to jurors. All in favor of 1000.0102, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3006.0120 County Recorder's Cost on the table for discussion.
Second.
Good evening, Ms. Easton.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
A little late for you to be out.
I know. It is getting close to bedtime.
Justice, do y'all have any questions?
What's the 20,877 personal services? What exactly is that? 62nd sheet.
Oh.
First one.
COLA.
That COLA, okay.
I guess
Justice, I think the only thing we're running into on this one is the fact that on our projections sheet that we're over budgeted by about $164,000. It's kind of the same situation we ran into last night. I'm trying to remember what budget it was, where the budget increase, the actual amount of increase in the budget was not that much. For this one, it's only $23,000, and that's, 99% born in the cost of living adjustment. But on our projections sheet, what we project as far as revenue along with our current fund balance, we're just short about $164,000. I'll take you on a little history lesson. back in 2021, I believe, our former circuit clerk, they were in County General. They had funded some of our circuit clerk costs out of County General because of everything that was going on with the real estate market and with low interest rates and all that stuff. Our county recorder's cost revenue was record high levels that we had seen. So we were able to bear the full brunt of the county recorder's cost in that fund specifically. So I think what we see here is just the real estate market's changed, the revenue's gone down, and we see something there. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. All right. So anyways, we might want to table this. We'll talk to Ms. Easton, figure out a solution, and then move forward on Thursday night, if y'all want to do that. Do you have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion. We table this until Thursday. Second.
All right, we have a motion. Second, any discussion on the motion to table? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you, Ms. Easton. We'll figure it out.
Oh, you're welcome. We have one more.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3012.0114 child support on the table for discussion.
Second.
Zero.
Zero. No changes here. Any discussion? Any questions? All in favor of passing 3012.0114, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Ms. Easton.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1805.0103 County Treasurer on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Mr. Santini.
Would you like me to stand at point there? This
no, you're good. You're fine right there.
This is the budget for my the county general portion. This is all these changes that are on here are made by the Corn Court, not by me. These are only what we used to call above the line or personal service changes.
And that is the limit of what this budget consists of.
Right? It is.
Just as any questions. All in favor of passing 1805.0103, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3000.0119 County Treasurer's Automation on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any questions, Justices? Mr. Sampson, any comments?
I had no changes in the budget that in which I worked on. Looks like fleet liability and insurance, fire extended coverage changed a little bit. That's the only changes there are, and that was kind of out of our control.
All in favor of passing 3000.0119, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1805.0104 County Collector on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion in a second. Collector Coons, do you have anything you want to tell us?
No.
All right.
Yeah, any questions?
That's fine.
I don't think I had any budget changes.
Yeah. Justices, any questions?
You've got 10,000 addition. Oh, that goes down. I'm sorry, looking at the wrong thing. For professional services, just wondered what the change difference was in those.
We actually didn't do the state income tax garnishment this year. AAC dropped us, and so we are going to pick that back up next year.
Is there a reason they dropped us?
What? They dropped everybody.
AAC is the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to dig into that a little more. I remember the initial conversation when we brought that on and everything.
Yeah, we didn't know initially what kind of funds we were going to need for that. So after the first year, we weren't using as much as what we had budgeted. So I had dropped it and then dropping it again. We are working with our software provider. They're going to do our letters for us. So we are going to get that started back again next year.
Thank you. Questions, Justices? All in favor of passing 1805.0104, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3001.0118 Collector's Automation on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, all I see here is our cost of living adjustment increases. Any questions? All in favor of passing 3001.0118, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Collector.
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1805.0105, County Assessor, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Assessor.
I only have those couple changes from the previous budget finance, and then the only asks that I did this year were from our aerial imagery and other contracts that went up. I split the difference between the, what I had asked for.
I'm assuming those are service contracts and then the other
yes.
professional services are those?
Yes.
Those programs really are incredible.
Any other questions? All in favor of passing 1805.0105, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1805.0106, the Equalization Board, on the table for discussion.
Sorry.
Any questions, Justices? See, this is basically the money that our EQ board members receive.
Plus minimal supplies.
Yeah. With minimal general supplies. Questions? All in favor of passing 1805.0106, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3004.0112, Assessor's Amendment 79, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any discussion? Justice says no changes whatsoever. Ms. Lewis, do you mind briefing us on Amendment 79?
Oh, Scott, you're better than this. This money comes from the state. This is Homestead. Amendment 79 is the Homestead money. It's state.
Okay.
Amendment.
We get reimbursement.
Amendment 79 trust fund is where it comes from.
Yeah.
And you'll get me lying on the percentages, but there is a percentage of the Amendment 79 trust fund that goes back to assessors. This goes directly to that. This fund, 3004, right?
Yes.
I get an email every month from Scott.
I can't see there. they carried over $123,196.88 going on revenue $47.5. That's what they revenue roughly every year. I think that's what they asked for.
Yes.
$47.5. Yeah. In the past, they've used Amendment 79 funds to fund one-time expenditures. If they have a big expenditure here, a big expenditure there, they've used it for that. But for the most part, it generates expenses what it generates.
Is this the one that you called me on that we need to make an adjustment?
No.
It's not? Okay. This is any questions?
Yes, ma'am. I know we've been seeing the COLA increases for all of our salaried employees, and I just wondered, like, there's part-time salaries on here. How does cost of living increases and base salaries affect any of our part-time workers?
Part-time doesn't get it, right? Part-time doesn't receive COLA.
It's up to the elected officials, and we generally budget it into the budget, and then we determine from there.
So you can determine whether that part-time person makes $12 an hour versus 18 versus
right.
52 or whatever.
Okay. Was it automatically added to mine?
It's not. It's not automatically added to anybody's part-time.
So it wasn't automatically budgeted on COLA and wanted it's automatically
not on
budgeted.
Part-time. It wasn't
right.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Part-time isn't slotted per position like full-time. It's slotted.
Right.
Slot. Part-time is in one big lump. So there may be 10 people drawing for
right.
the part-time, so it doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Yep. That answers your question, Justice Story. Any other questions on this budget? All in favor of passing 3004.0112, say
aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3011.0110, for appraisal cost on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Yes.
Imagine this is a pass-through fund. All these expenses are paid back either from the state or through final tax settlement.
We get paid $7 a parcel reimbursement from ACD for reappraisal.
Justices, any questions? All in favor of passing 3011.0110, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
The 3042 is the one I was talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3042.0105 tax assessor late assessment fees on the table for discussion.
So this is one of those that usually stays in the front of the book that's not appropriated. We haven't turned it on or appropriated anything from it since 2019 when I first came into office. We had them, what we call turned it on, appropriated money into it and bought a vehicle out of it and then turned it back off, haven't appropriated anything into it since then. So it makes it look like it's all new money when actually there's money in it to appropriate. But there wasn't anything appropriated in it at all in 2025, so Sarah had to recreate this entire thing to make it look like money was asked to be appropriated. So that's the same thing I'm asking her to do again. We have a 2018 model vehicle that we're just asking to appropriate money to put in that fund, trade that vehicle in, and then turn this back off and not appropriate anything into it again and let it build back up. So it's like a one-time purchase thing out of that fund again and then not use it again.
Just as you'll see on your projections sheet, you know, we revenue, or Scott's projecting a revenue of about $6,000 next year. With they carried over $65,000 was the money that Chrissy's talking about that accumulated over the years. So the available to appropriate is $64,000, and she's asking for $50,000 today. Any questions?
So that's on it's 14,000.
It's 14,000.
Yeah.
All in favor of passing 3042.0105, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1000.0107 Quorum Court on the table for discussion.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Who wants to speak to this one?
I believe that would be a conflict.
That would be a conflict. All right. Justice, any questions? Scott?
Do you want me to speak on it?
No, you just look like you had something
to say. No. I think you need one.
It's all fine. I'm gonna pull up just a statement of operations real quick, so we can see where our spending at is in this budget. So as of October 29th, we have used 62% of our allotted budget here. That number is the same in the salaries as well. When you look at below the line, we're about 78% spent.
Tyler, would you look at your 3094 and see if that's enough money to cover your 3094 line item? From the general, from the statement of operations you have there in front of you?
What's tip?
Because yes. I don't know if y'all caught it, but I have to move some money on your ordinance, on the ordinance. So if I'm bringing that to your attention, you might want to.
It says the balance is $457.
For that line item?
For that line item, yes. 42%.
Okay.
I'm trying to read this. There is a training and education line item and a software, computer software line item.
Yeah, that's what we're actually using, paying for these tablets.
Okay. Do you anticipate us needing to add anything to that line item in the future?
I don't think so for 2026.
Okay. I think we're fine, Margaret.
Okay. I forgot to look at that ahead of time.
Yeah, that's fine. Justices, any questions? And I'll just point out exactly what she's talking about, which is under miscellaneous meals and lodging. That's like Kendrick is our appointee to the Association of Arkansas Counties, so he'll go to those meetings that they have, conferences. I've been to one of their conferences before. Any of that kind of stuff that goes on, and it just allows us to go to these meetings and participate and learn more about our job and our role and what we do. Any other questions? Good? Just story? All right. All in favor of passing 1000.0107, say aye. Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3008.0600, the county library, on the table for discussion.
Second. All right. Mr. McGraw, thank you.
Thanks for having me. I don't know about you guys, but I've been getting a lot of emails the last 3 days about library spending on millage funds, and so I could have 2 minutes of your time. In 2024, the library saw 318,000 visits. If that wasn't enough, the library also had 75 outreach events that saw an additional 4,600 people. This year, we've already are closing in on 75 events, and we've already seen over 4,000 people, largely in part because of the state fair. The public library exists to open access to ideas and communities through shared collections, shared spaces, and shared activities. Often that is in the context of our overcrowded buildings, but a couple times every week we share that space with whoever we've been invited to go to speak about what the library has to offer. The goal of library outreach is to provide library resources, services, and collections to new and existing patrons, particularly those who may be experiencing barriers to access. Barriers are often just basic awareness of our services, but digital literacy, transportation issues, health issues, and economic hardship are also often common issues we address. Through outreach events, the public library actively promotes literacy, lifelong learning, and digital lending while fostering meaningful community engagement. Besides increasing the community-wide visibility of the Faulkner County Library, an outreach event may provide a fun interactive experience, like a PBS day. But often as not, it just stresses the promotion of literacy and lifelong learning to people of all ages and abilities, as well as introducing non-users to library collections, library spaces, and library activities. We saw many of you at the county fair, and our activities in September were exactly what they were Saturday, providing information and addressing barriers to library use. Friday night, we were able to send staff to the downtown Conway Art Walk, as well as the Cummins Elementary Family Literacy Night. The activities Friday night were what I've already described with the other activities. What we do not do is advocacy, aside from advocating for the public use of the public library with the goal of strengthening our community and empowering our citizens. We go where we are invited, provided our understaffed library can find people willing to give up their Friday nights or their Saturday nights. I myself is supposed to be speaking at the Philanthropic Education Organization meeting tonight, but this meeting got rescheduled, and so I had a conflict. I would have told them exactly what I told the Arkansas Community Foundation, the Rotary Club, the Newcomers Club. We are the public library, and we have more to offer you than you know. This is not about advocacy, but just simple access. We are constantly telling people about the library because misunderstandings of what we do and do not persist. Aside from paying my staff for their time, no tax dollars were spent on Saturday. Or at any of the other events on Friday night, or at a philanthropic education organizational meeting. Some of you may have been through the cycle a time or two with Facebook drama blowing up your phones over something that has had all of its context stripped away to make a point. If we've not been sufficiently transparent about what outreach is and is not, I do apologize for that. On Monday, I'm asking the library board to ratify an outreach policy that describes what we have been doing all along and makes it clear that we do not do advocacy of the sort that has been attributed to us. Additionally, we will be creating a request system for outreach events that will increase transparency for this process. My hope is that this will make it clear that the library does not advocate or endorse the content or viewpoints of presenters or programs or partners through outreach. The public library does not endorse any specific viewpoints or causes at community events. The library is for everyone, and 318,000 visits still leaves a lot of people out.
All right. Justices, any questions? Thank you. Thank you, John.
Sure.
Justice, any questions?
How often do you have to pay for to go to events? Like you said, Saturday you were able to get away. That's wonderful. But how often do you actually have to pay to be a part, or do you not go if you have to pay?
It's extremely rare. The fair, I think we did charge. We were charged to go to the fair. But even when we do have a charge like to go to the fair, we do not use the millage money to do that. We have a discretionary fund from fines donations that covers all of these costs.
Okay.
None of this is taxpayer dollars.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
No, ma'am. Sorry. let's see.
I do have one request. Ms. McGraw, the things that you spoke about in the first part of when you started with all the numbers, would you mind emailing those to me?
I can give you a copy right now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mr. McGraw, I know we spoke about this, and I'm trying to think. Let's see. I've been... I've been the chairman of our Budget and Finance Committee since 2023. I know we spoke about it probably in the 23 budget, mm-hmm. I'm assuming in the 24 budget, mm-hmm. and the 25.
Yep.
The biggest problem I'm seeing here is we talk about revenue, projected revenue,
yes.
carryover,
yes.
all that kind of stuff. So what I'm seeing here in front of me is basically we're over budgeted right now by $370,000.
Yes. I do have two very large budget lines that are budgeted from carryover.
Okay.
Buildings and improvements and construction in progress. I've really not touched either of those in the last 10 years. Every year I do this hoping that we can build something out and not burn in, or if we have a roof blow off or something like that, we'll have money ready to go in case we have a catastrophic problem at a library. We've never had to spend any of that money. But I do like to stick it in the budget just in case of a rainy day.
Do you have a proposal today on how you want us to get your budget in line with the numbers that we need it to be, or do you want to come back on Thursday?
The easiest thing to do would be to cut from construction progress and from buildings improvements 3018.
So take out 3018.
You could zero out 3018, and you could zero out
4006,
and that'll get that's a combined. That's trying to do the math here. $468,000. So put the library in the green, and then if they do need the money, they can come ask for it next year. But I understand that we had some crazy bids on the Mount Vernon Library.
Yes, very crazy.
Yes.
Very crazy indeed.
And Justice says if you see in your personal services section there, you'll see Ordinance 25-16. I don't remember at what point in the year we passed that. I think it was earlier in the year.
6 months ago.
6 months ago, there you go, where we added the guy librarian. It's like a marketing manager.
I do have a question. If we're going to take out 4006 construction in progress, what's in progress that we can take out and stop?
Oh, that would be in Mount Vernon.
Okay, so
no, the Mount Vernon Library.
We haven't started anything there.
No.
It's not technically in progress.
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
If possible, I would love any remainder to go back into 3018 just in case we have a tab. Of the two lines, that is the more used. We've had this year. We've had a lot of terrible 30-year-old building problems with the HVAC system, as well as having both the east side fence and the west side fence fall down. So that's been fun.
May I ask where are you advertised? That costs money?
Oh, largely the Log Cabin Democrat and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. We have also looked at the cost of radio ads, but have not made any buys in radio yet.
Could that be a line item that could be reduced?
I would certainly support not increasing it, but we do get still a lot of people reading the newspaper and responding to events through that.
Okay. Just curious. Your social media following seems to be great. Which is great.
It is next level. Yes.
I wasn't the greatest math person in high school, but just running numbers, it looks like the 468 that you're wanting to take out, and then the 370-305 that you were over budget, it looks like that would actually leave us with 97,695 that we could potentially leave in building improvements. Do you know approximately how much this past year you spent in building improvements?
I do. This is at the end of September or October. I guess this is the end of October. This is... we've spent $18,000 on it this year, and that's pretty much fencing costs. And we have one more fence to pay for, so it'll be a little bit more than 18.
So I guess if we relieve $80,000, let's say, in building improvements, you think that would cover?
Yes, sir.
What you need for the year? Thank you.
Have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
And
we're still
it's
in discussion.
Me. I'm
That's
sorry.
Fine, we're still in discussion.
This is an in-depth budget, and so if we're going to amend it, can we amend it tonight and then vote on it Thursday night so we can see all the changes written out, or do we need to amend it and pass it tonight? Does that make sense? I'd like to see it corrected.
That's fine. We can just table it till tomorrow night, and we can make the corrections
Thursday.
In the budget. Thursday night, and make the corrections in the budget, and then vote on it then with the corrections that Mr. McGraw makes in the budget. Does that make sense?
Why don't you make a motion on what you want to change, and then we can make those changes, and then table the final vote on passage to full court on Thursday.
Not full court, but committee.
Thursday night.
On Thursday night, your vote would be the full court.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I misunderstood what you said. Does
so
that make sense?
You just need a motion to reduce 4,006 from 218 to zero, and then from 318 and 250 to whatever Justice Meeks suggests, I guess.
Yeah,
80,000.
$80,000,
what would that leave in that fund? 170 and 318.
I would really like to
see it
written out, if that's a
question. Y'all know this, but just as a reminder, just because 3,018 is zeroed out doesn't mean that Mr. McGraw couldn't, if something catastrophic were to happen, use something from any of those 3,000 categories. So even by zeroing out the budget, if something happens, he could use the budgeting from his utilities to pay for that emergency and then come back to the form court if needed. We understand Mr. McGraw's position. It's nice to have that line item, but it's really that category that we're worried about.
So I guess as a follow-up question to that, it's good. You know, I'm worried if they get a leak in the roof or something that they need to do right away to have that funds available so that they're not waiting and something getting worse because they're not able to actually fix it in a timely manner.
Yeah, I think the bigger item to look at is that total sub number, which would be $6,006, essentially, is what he has in the 3,000 or what the library has in that 3,000 category. So that kind of gives you an idea of the total flexibility that Mr. McGraw might have if something were to happen.
Thank you.
And could I ask y'all to make a motion to zero out the $1,008, the $100 for the non-contributory retirement? I'd like to shut that off. It's totally unnecessary, and it's never been used, and I need to close out that line item, and I can't do it till there's no money in there.
What number?
1,008. We just need a motion.
Make a motion that we remove line item 1008, non-contributory retirement, out of budget 3008.0600.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion to amend item 1008? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
There's $100, John. We're expected.
So we need to go through each amendment.
Or you can put them together. It doesn't matter. You can just say zero out 3,018 and 4,006 if you want.
I'd like to make a motion for an amendment to zero out line item 3018 and 4006.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? This is construction in progress line item and building improvements line item.
Who made that second? Thank you.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Justice Coates, from what I hear you saying, you're comfortable. You want to see the changes made on paper here in the budget so you can review.
Yes, please. So I'd like to make a motion to table this until Thursday night until we can see the amended budget all clearly.
Second.
Written out.
Any discussion on the motion to table? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And just, Mr. McGraw, just to revisit, I mean, our 2026 net projected revenue is $2.7 million. After these adjustments, we'll come in somewhere at $3.1 million, you know. So we're still operating. We're still eating up that carryover.
Yep.
We'll just have to get in line one of these days.
Yep, but, yeah. I agree.
And you operate off of what, one mil?
On since property? 1949, yes, sir.
That's it. All right. I sent you an email about this, too. What funds do you receive from Van Buren County?
Zero.
All right. And the funds that you receive in Faulkner County do not go towards the services that we provide in Van Buren County?
That is correct. If you lose a book from Clinton, you got to pay Clinton. I can't take your money. We keep it extremely separate.
Do you receive any money at all from the city of Conway?
No.
Justice, anything else for Ms. McGraw?
Thank you for your patience. This is too important.
I thank you very much for your time.
Rush through. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We have a motion for our next budget.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1000.0604 museum on the table for discussion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Justices, this is, if you'll remember, this is, the museum has its own fund where it receives a voluntary tax. And they got themselves into a pickle last year and came and asked for county general money. Administrator Higgins, am I telling this story correctly? From your recollection.
I don't remember using the word pickle, but it's accurate.
So this is the, I'm going to, what I'm going to do is bring up the next one because I think we have to talk about, I think we've got to kind of talk about both of them at the same time. I don't think we can talk about them in a vacuum. So I'm moving over to 3401 is our next budget. We're going to look at the museum, which is $21,000 over in the budget request. So, for $21,000 over on our request in Fund 3401, and we have this new budget that we passed last year in County General here, 13.5.
Yes.
We have a motion on this one right here.
On the
604. Yeah, we're just talking about. Okay. I just wanted to pull.
For 1,000.
Councilman Grimes.
Hello, Mr. Kowalski. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I've been good. Hey, I want to say, first of all, I know y'all done a lot of work over there this past year. A lot of work.
Okay.
I think that's an understatement.
Well, thank you. We have. It's been fun. We've been doing a lot. It's been good. And more to come. Thank you.
Absolutely. Do you have anything good to tell us?
I do. I think so. The budget we submitted, currently, as you're aware, we do not have an executive director. Ms. Lenita Langley Ware resigned in March. So that's not been filled, with the thought that we're going to do a complete renovation, hopefully with our grant. That would last up to 6 months. And so we figured we would not hire a new director, not knowing if we would need a new director in the short term. We'll wait till the museum is renovated, figure out our new model, and figure out what kind of director we need. So we submitted a budget. As you noted, the budget is upside down, but the reason is this. We submitted, personnel-wise, half of a year's worth of salary starting July 1st. Now, I'm assuming, I don't know how your budgets work, but I'm assuming for budgetary purposes, to keep the position in there, you filled it in at a full year salary, which is why you get the $67,000. We submitted half of that. And so, again, knowing it won't be funded, we won't have a director in January, February, March, or April, May, or June, maybe even longer, depending. So, really, I don't know how you handle it, but you may have to approve it fully, approve it half. Or, at any rate, we're not going to spend that money, is the bottom line. So that's the short version of it.
So out of the $44,700, is that the full salary, or is that the part?
That is the full-time salary. That's what the previous director was making, and then all the associated benefits along with that totals to the $67,000.
So we can just say roughly $22,000 of that is not going to be spent?
Yes. Plus the associated half-year cost.
Down the line.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If this would help, instead of changing all this stuff up, they currently, as of October 31st, they have $45,048.47. The problem with not having a carryover there is because they have $42,000 worth of budget remaining. But there has not been any money spent since July. If you can tell me right now you're not spending that budget, but
Only your monthly fee. The only thing we're spending. Your monthly fee. But we're happy to do that. We're happy to.
Tyler, if you want to, if they're not going to spend any more of that budget that's out there available, we'll carry over the 45, 50 with 51 revenue projected. That takes us to what?
91
something.
So
45 and 51 takes you
96
and some change, and 10% holdback is 9,000 of that, so you're looking at about 85,000 that they would have. So that way you don't have to go back and change all of those line items to come back and change it again. It's up to you how you want to handle it, but
that sounds good.
But if they're not spending any more money, then they've got plenty of money there to carry over.
Okay. Yep.
So 42,000-ish carryover?
Is it 45? The statement of operations, let's see, says 42.5 is what the statement of operations says. Their balance is based on their appropriation. They could have more sitting there.
The appropriation was passed last budget year. That's how much is left of their budget remaining. As you know, and we've talked about this in the past, all my carryover rooms, I have to... If you don't tell me different, I have to put everything that's left in your appropriation in because you have to know that spending that we don't. And so it could be that number. I believe I spoke with Mr. McGraw, and we kind of got some of his appropriation up down after a conversation. And anybody else that tells me, hey, I'm not going to spend 100 of that or 1,000 of that or whatever, we break that down so that we get that carryover as close as possible. But as I told you before, this is just an educated guess.
Thank you, Scott. So with this, I know we're not talking about their Fund 3104 right now. That'll come back around, but in the next one. But Justice, is there any discussion on the Fund 1000 Department 0604 budget?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I just note, if you see the 3000s are zeroed out, the judge's office has been carrying those out of our budget.
The fire and extended coverage?
Utilities, we've been carrying those.
Oh, on Fund 3401?
Yes.
3401 budget?
Yes, I know we were looking at both of them.
What about the Fund 1000 budget? Why would those still have numbers plugged in there?
paying the phone bill out of that one. That's, I don't know, $30 a month. All of the maintenance, I'm just saying we've been covering it out of there. Those expenses are still there. We're just covering it.
I'm just doing quick math here, and I'm just going to, it looks like we can combine these back and get them in the same fund again. Looks like we can extract them out of Town General and throw them back into their existing fund once we do the math with the projected carryover. Not saying that they're going to be able to live there in that situation very long just because of projected future revenue based on voluntary tax, but that's kind of what my quick math is saying there. Just as, do y'all mind tabling this, and so we can revisit these and see about cleaning up and combining these.
I make a motion to table fund 1000.0604 as well as fund 3401.0604 until Thursday.
Second.
All right, Justice, any discussion on the motion? Table these two budgets.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Burns. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3413.0801 soil conservation on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, Justice, is any discussion on soil conservation? Is there anyone from soil conservation here? Oh, there we go. Okay. Come on, talk to us for a minute if you don't mind. This is another voluntary tax. We don't get to hear from you about once a year. Tell us, remind us who you are.
Let me think a minute. Steve Martin, I'm on the board for the Faulkner County Conservation District. We're kind of weird. We're half county, we're part state, we're part federal. We are housed in the Natural Resource Conservation Service. You know they're out now. Been out, 40 days or whatever. Hopefully they'll be back soon. But our budget, we did reduce it because last year we bought a piece of equipment, $33,000, and this year we do not. So we have gone down. I would like to know, I don't know how much volunteer tax has come in. Do you have those numbers?
For this year or for last year?
Yes. Both, yeah. At one time, and this is new to me, I don't know how this works, but we had like 122,000 carryover.
Soil conservation carryover for the conservation carryover for as of October 30th, the funds in there is $115,000, and we're projecting a carryover of $65,000. Now, the reason that's so low is because you have a lot of remaining budget that can be spent out there right now.
Right. Well,
and so, go ahead.
On our statement of operations, we're behind. We turn in quarterly for the salaries that and so we may be a little bit behind.
Your revenue is going to be roughly about 55.
Okay.
It's 56.5 for next year. 55 of that is voluntary tax. Those voluntary taxes have really fallen off. If everyone remembers, kind of when Kimberly Clark pulled out of the voluntary tax, we have really, on all of our we've really seen a sharp fall off in that. So
that's pretty close to what we've been doing.
Probably over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Before that, you were probably up around 80.
Yeah, we were.
You know, or 90. So, a lot of to do with your carryover has a lot to do with the amount of appropriation that you still have remaining. Then if you can say, hey, I'm going to spend this much, we can adjust that carryover.
Okay. All right.
Justice, is
you.
All right, Justice, I'm entertaining possibly a 5-minute recess. We've been riding this phone for a while. Yeah, we'll recess for 5 minutes. All right, we have come to the funnest part of the budgeting cycle, the Sheriff's Office.
Let's go.
Ms. Woolley, an honor.
Thanks.
We're back from recess. All right. She's got the big binder.
Just in case my computer doesn't work.
Do you want to join us in this little chair over here?
If I may.
Chief Deputy Woolley, thank you for joining us tonight.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1000.0400 County Sheriff on the table for discussion.
Sorry.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Justice is just, I don't know, maybe speaking to the wrong budget, but I'm just going to say, whenever we put all the numbers together early on for all these budgets, when we receive all the budgets, you know, so we put it out there and we get everyone's budget request, basically. You know, what's your request compared to last year? What are we looking at? We were looking at a deficit in County General. Just the same issue we were talking about before with projections. You know, especially in County General, we keep a really sharp eye on, are we spending less than what we're bringing in? Right, I just call that family budgeting method, really. You know, are we spending less money than what we're bringing in? And then being very intentional about anything over that, does it exist in a one-time expense capital outlay that we then count against our carryover? Does that conversation make sense? All right, I just want to make sure I'm jiving here. So when we looked at it all, did the math, everything else, basically, we had to come back. The sheriff's office asked for an $80,000 increase in one of their overtime budgets that is in County General. I reached out to Ms. Woolley. We had a discussion. We were able to trim that back this time around to make sure the numbers work, just like you saw in our ordinance that we passed earlier in the meeting. A lot of times, they're able to take full-time salaries at the end of the year, transfer them into overtime, because there's so much that goes unspent in those full-time salaries because of vacancies within the sheriff's office. So I'm going to set the stage for that. They did cut at my request. They did cut some of their County General requests so that we could get in line with where we needed to be overall with our County General budget. So any discussion on Fund 1000 Department 0400? Ms. Woolley, anything you want to say?
Originally, we had added, I believe, 10,000 to the sheriff department, 0400, to the overtime there, but we took that out. So we balanced it even. We didn't ask for any additional funds. And the only expenses we pay for this out of 0400 in County General is for salaries and benefits. So we leveled out our increase in overtime based on the request to make sure we met available to appropriate countywide in County General. We leveled that out to what we have existing. But that doesn't mean we won't be back in front of you next year, possibly. It just depends on how things level out. So.
And you see we lost some of some positions, our dispatchers basically in the 911 PSAP consolidation with the City of Conway. They took those dispatch positions.
What is the new clerk position that was not funded last year? It's not a new clerk. The clerk position, if y'all recall, it was actually over in the jail department last year, and we transferred it from the 0418 department over to the 0400. We do a cost of inmate cost report annually. And based on just the workload that clerk is currently or will be doing once we fill that position, it's currently vacant. It will be more so on our overall SO administration. Still has duties that involve jail purposes, but
Tully, I'm just looking through here some of your positions. What about our IT coordinator position? That position sits at 59 and some change here. Didn't we increase that?
Yes, it was, I believe, in May we came before the form report and asked for an increase. And so that's what that ordinance number is listed above it. So that's the annual increase.
Oh, sorry. Okay, my sheet looks different than
I guess, but I don't have the ordinance number on that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. We may just have an older version of this budget before it was.
Yeah, I think because I was looking too, it says calendar year 2025 on the top here. The one that they have up there and on our tablets is 2026, so I had to switch to the tablet.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like everything from the book for the sheriff is calendar year 2026.
So the tablet's correct, though.
Tablet is correct, and what's on the screen is correct.
That'll work. No, it takes.
To put
all this together. So
all of them are 20. Yeah, just use the tablet.
On salaries, you know, one of the big things, obviously, we want to be able to pay our deputies and everybody competitive rates. Does the sheriff's office, either on an annual basis or whatever, do they look at other counties our size to make sure that we are competitive? How much turnover do you, I mean, do you know that you're losing potentially deputies to other places that are higher paying? So how do we remain competitive in Faulkner County?
So for quite some years now, we have done salary surveys just based on the stipulations that the Coroner Court actually set forward. And we have presented that usually annually, either in September to November. When we did that analysis this year, it was during the same time that we were preparing our budgets and also realizing that we were not going to be able to request what we needed for our existing expenses and also take on possible COLA for our existing employees. So we did not do a presentation to ask for any increases for based on the salary survey. There was positions that, according to, we used the AAC salary survey that they post on the website, and there was some positions that would fall short, but based on the 3% COLA, we believe that it, and we've said this in years past too, when you look at it overall, it would be a majority of our employees would benefit based on the 3% COLA versus us trying to push for our salary survey increases first and work against, per se, the 3% COLA. So we would suggest to, we made sure that our budgets matched where we could go ahead and align with everyone else to be able to meet the available to appropriate, whether it be in county general departments that are positions are paid for, or the positions that are paid for in criminal justice. And so we just built that in. And then after the first of the year, when Scott knows what the carryover numbers are, and he revises those and makes the ordinance for those, I believe it's usually March or April, then we will look at seeing if we need to come before the court and ask for any kind of just one position, you know, based on title, who fell short.
Thank you. And as far as our staffing is concerned, are we where we need to be with the growing county? I mean, are we looking at potentially having to add on deputies? I mean, can you speak to?
I will only say one thing, and I'll let Chief Deputy talk. So years back, when one of our jail captains came before the Coroner Court, I'm not sure if any of you were on the Coroner Court or not at the time, but we presented a staffing survey for our jail staff. And even, I think that was maybe approximately 2018 when he presented that. Based on that data, and he also used the help of Sterling Pitt. charge of jail standards for our prison systems that come and inspect our jails, they said that we were short-staffed, I believe, 9 to 11 positions at that time. So we know we're short-staffed within our jail facilities already. But just to be able to ask for 10 new detention officers, it's over $600,000 with their salaries and benefits. I said this to our own staff in our administration meeting the other day, because a lot of our jail administration now are new lieutenants and things like that, and they're not as aware of how our budgeting works in foreign court, and so I try to inform them and teach them of the process, and they're hearing when they're doing their jail inspections recently that that they need additional staff. But this is the kind of the first time they've heard that, because they haven't been in the administration role until now. So we told them we are aware of that, but it's just like when you're running your household, you have to take care of what's there and present right now first before you can add on additional things. Mm-hmm. And so we have to make sure our people are paid adequate or they won't leave us before we can try to address adding on additional staff. We want to. We desperately need to. But we do not have the funding. And it's just the sheer amount of it. And that's only speaking on the jail staff. I know that Chief can speak more on the jail staff for sure.
So back to your first point, we will never be able to compare to municipalities, state police. I mean, you can go over two blocks and start out making $20,000, and I'm rough talk there, $20,000 more a year. And that's just probably the difference in a municipality and a county. I don't play too much in the favor of that, because I know we're realistic, we can't meet that. But we are a growing county, and this county expects a certain level of service out of us, and that level of service takes money. We could use more deputies. We could use more investigators. We could use narcotics investigators, child predator investigators. The list goes on. Yeah, we're making do with the best we can with the funding that we have, but we could always do better for this county if we had more law enforcement personnel.
Yes, sir. Yes, well, we were discussing some of the different individual costs for our officers and deputies and all that stuff. And when I look at the budget, it's all grouped together. And I hate to ask you to do more work, but would you send me like how they break down for one officer? Because you said, you know, the salary. Why does that not surprise me?
We had to do it for our the school resource officer. They're paid at every salary, so if you'll give me just 1 minute, I can tell you exactly how much it is.
Just the breakdown of that, I find interesting that it costs more than what we think.
Yes, when you add the benefits aspect to it, so that's when I was talking about the 10 detention officers. When you that was with adding in your benefits, it would be over $600,000. So it adds up quite quickly.
Just because, are you talking about still those above-the-line expenses, or are you talking about the uniform, the car, the gun, the belt, the bulletproof vest?
Yes, just what one deputy costs.
Now, I have it for their salary and benefits. This doesn't necessarily mean the uniform and an additional car. We can estimate those, but for just salary and benefits, their salary for a deputy right now, and this is with estimated overtime, also because we did that with the school resource officer position, would be approximately $48,000, and then the benefits and everything altogether is right over $71,000. Now, a car and uniforms and things like that, Chief would have to tell you kind of a rough estimate on how much that would cost.
So, if you look, we buy everything. Well, in years past, we bought off state bid on vehicles, so that's the lowest of the low. Well, being where our funding's at, this last year, we bought all used vehicles. We didn't buy one brand new vehicle, so that's running somewhere 2025, I would say 25 to 35. And a new car, bare, without being outfitted, it's going to be 40s. You spend 810 on upfit for a vehicle. You could say a bulletproof vest and armor is 900 to 1,000. A gun's 700, 800. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, it's quite a bit to outfit one completely if you want to look from top to bottom plus salary. And to get in the car and hit the county.
It just shocked me when you sent me those numbers. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just, is any more discussion on Department 0400? All in favor of passing 1000.0400, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 1000.0418 County Jail on the table for discussion.
Second. All right, any discussion? It's all personnel, except for other professional services, and the chunk, if not all of it, a majority of it is going to be turnkey. Is that right, Ms. Foley?
All of 3009 is turnkey. And that will be paying for 8.5 months of the medical contract.
And that is not all of the turnkey. That is a portion of the turnkey. So if anyone wants to get to the jail medical business, there is money to be made.
Can you just clarify what you mean by turnkey?
Yes, ma'am. So back, I don't remember what year it was, we had a doctor on our payroll. So we paid or contracted with a doctor and maybe a couple of nurses to provide medical services to our inmates. That is something we're constitutionally, statutorily, I don't know which one, required to do. Don't remember the story, whatever it was. The doctor was like, I'm out, not doing this anymore. The sheriff's office scrambled around trying to find how to fill this gap, and there's a company out there called Turnkey Medical. And that is what they do, is they provide medical services in the jail. I believe, for the most part, it is two people on staff or one person on? One person there?
I believe it's two RNs and then two RNs that are there, and then the doctor comes on a regular basis. I don't know what the schedule specifics are, but I can find them.
They pass out medicines. They do the whole medical thing for the both Unit 1, Unit 2, and I assume juvenile as well. Answer your question, Justice Story.
Thank you.
Ms. Blue, what would you say the entire contract is with Turnkey Medical? I mean, is it $900?
Next year, current year.
Let's talk about next year.
Next year, for medical alone, is $758,000 change.
And then we have an additional add-on.
The mental health is $197,000 change. And so together, it's $956,000. We are funding, like I said, 8.5 months of the medical out of this budget, or that's our request. The rest of the medical and all of the mental health is being budgeted out of one of our special revenue funds, which is 3017, jail operations and maintenance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you have that under 3009?
Yes. That is the only expense that comes out of that.
Is it contract? Is that contract?
It's already been filed with the.
And it's a yearly.
Yes.
It's a yearly.
Yearly,
contract.
And it went up 4.2%.
Any other discussion, Justices, on the 0418 budget?
Can we go back to the doctor and a couple of nurses?
You can find one.
That's what I'm saying. It was very cost effective, and the county did benefit from being able to have the one we did for very long. But from our understanding, and when we did our research, I know Chief personally did it. I'm only speaking personally, but I think because of liability purposes, individual doctors probably are not doing that type of services very much. And that's why they're going towards contract labor companies instead.
We had to use an RFQ to find a provider, and Chief, correct me if I'm wrong, but we had very limited response, almost none from individual practices.
I handed a packet out to every doctor's office I could find in this county, including Conner Regional and Bowness.
Safe to say it's A, they're all busy, and B, they don't want to be in court.
One more question.
Yes, ma'am.
If I may. When I was looking at the overtime budgets, we always have so much overtime with the Sheriff's Department. And so when we look at all that, of course, we look at ways that we can reduce that number, if at all possible. What is our reasoning behind having so much overtime? Is it just staff shortages? And what would the impact be if we did not have the reserve unit?
So I would let Chief speak to the part about the reserve unit when he gets done. But I can speak to the overtime usage, at least currently. So at this point, our jail staff, we have six vacancies currently, but earlier this year, about the summer months or so, we were trending more close to 15 to 20 positions. So we have been strongly trying to pursue new candidates and get those processed. It is a very tedious process to vet a new employee for a sheriff's office, whether it be on the patrol enforcement side or on the jail side. And so once we get all of that paperwork and everything done, then we get those positions filled as quickly as we can. And then other than that, there was some security measures that had to be addressed, that we needed extra supervision within our kitchen staff areas because of use of trustees and things like that at one point this year. And so because of that, there was some additional overtime that was added in there because of that. And then that has since changed, and we don't need that additional person in there to supervise at this point. So I believe that is also going to help. But just like I've told y'all before, I budget off of past to predict future and try to watch the averages and know also what our current situations are with vacancies. And so we had originally asked for an additional $80,000 just based on our current use. We came forward to the court about mid-year this year and asked for $40,000 to be moved from our full-time salaries into our overtime in this budget. And then tonight we came forward and asked to move, I think, approximately $40 more. So that's why I originally asked for $80,000. But to make sure we met, countywide met the available appropriate, we took that out and are just asking for what we originally have right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Discussion, Justices? All in favor of passing 1000.04 lane, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to put fund 1000.0433 jail juvenile grant on the table for discussion.
Sorry. Any questions here, Justices?
Yes. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If you'll look on your revenue side, this is what comes from 3506, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
On your revenue side, down under Section 8, transfers from jail juvenile grant 3506, $20,783. This is reimbursed by jail juvenile grant.
Okay. Any questions? All in favor of passing 1000.0433, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1801.0426 commissary on the table for discussion.
Second.
Justices, this basically acts as a pass-through. Oh, gotcha.
That was my comment.
We buy things to put in the commissary, the inmates buy the things from the commissary.
This was set up 10 years ago or better?
It
I got here, it had some different things. If this is just essentially the revenue, it's just the cost of goods sold put back into it. So the revenue goes in other places. You think they make off of it, goes not in this fund. So theoretically, the items that are in, the cost of the items in there plus the money in this fund should equal the same thing it is when it starts the year and ends the year. It's just passive.
Questions? All in favor of passing 1801.0426, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1810.0418 County Jail on the table for discussion.
Second. This comes out of the $1 million annually in capital improvements that we put back, as a reminder, back in 2009, maybe? I don't know. Way back before am I wrong?
What was it?
I'm sorry, I'm looking for the
Fund 1810, our capital improvements.
I must have passed it up.
So we passed to the millage.
Thereabouts. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there was a 0.9 mil passage, and I can't take the number before I got here, for the Justice Building. They saved money for a while, then built the building with about $5 million a loan from First Street Bank. And then we paid that loan off early, and instead of putting that money back into the county general general operating, we said, let's take $1 million of that a year and put that into capital improvements. It's been used on a number of things throughout the years, some jail stuff. I think we put a new roof maybe on this building at one time. I think we may have bought a building and then was bought from that fund. In the past, and so things like that over the years, it's been used for a number of different things, but all have been to improve these structures, these assets that we have, or add new assets.
Yep, we've got to take care of our buildings. You know, it kind of goes into a little bit of that maintenance, or like you said, adding new assets. In the lean years, we fought hard to keep this $1 million appropriated because we knew how important it was. To save. This really kind of acts as a savings account of that we can use with our county money. You know, we today I think 0.9 mils is equal to about $1.7 million. We continue to save $1 million a year in this capital improvements fund, and that's going to play the money we've got in there right now is going to play a big part in helping to build our jail that we're. Our $20 million jail. So right now, the projected carryover fund balance for January 1st of 2026 is $7.5 million. So we've been able to continue to save. It's going to play a big part in building that county jail. I think this is a chunk of that, I would guess, for things that need to be done with that. But I just wanted to give a little bit of that history of how it's there.
Mr. Chair, just for a little perspective here, the roughly $17 million over revenue this year, $1 million is roughly 5% of that. So we're essentially setting back 5. Of course, $1 million for the $12 million revenue, we're setting back a bigger percentage of it. But that's roughly what you're setting back of current revenues every year is 5%. It's 5.8, I think.
So if I can add, this is not particular to the jail expansion.
Okay.
We came before the court in March of last year and asked for capital improvement funds to pay for camera system upgrades at both Unit 1 and Unit 2. Both of those camera systems have been paid for and installed. We are asking that we rebudget the amount not spent in building and improvements to handle repairs and maintenance things that happen within Unit 1 and Unit 2 for next year. We had to decrease, and we'll talk about it in a minute, but we had to decrease our original budget we turned in early October in our sales tax fund for the jail. And so when we did that, one of the areas I cut in order to meet available to appropriate was our parks and repairs. and I am hoping to look to this line item to handle what I can't pay for over there. I'm only going to shift and pay for stuff out of this when I run out of any sales tax. And this is what we had left over. But in 90,000, we did not rebudget. I did look at that was originally budgeted 2 or 3 years back, and it was even before Judge Thompson took office. There was a proposal for the architect study for the jail expansion, but that has since been paid out of, I believe, 1,006, which is the replacement ARP funding for the jail expansion. So that 90,000 has already been paid for, and so we don't need to rebudget it, and it didn't need to necessarily come out. That will actually be turned back this year by us. We won't need it. The other amount, that's exactly what's left over right now. We would like to budget for repairs next year.
Justices, any questions? Sorry for the history lesson on 1810, but I just wanted to make sure we touched on that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All in favor of passing 1810.041A, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm going to pause just a second before we move on because I just realized that we got interrupted and I moved a little too fast. My other question didn't get answered with Chief Deputy. What I was asking about was the overtime is always such a huge expense, and I wanted to know what the ways in which that we could reduce that cost. And I know one of the ways that you and I have discussed previously was maybe starting one of the programs through the high schools of a
right.
criminal justice or criminal law enforcement first responder type course, and I still would be very interested in working with you on that.
Yeah, I still have a file on that.
Interested, but my other question was about our reserve unit.
Okay.
What's the impact on overtime of our reserve unit?
So, I'm not sure I could put a dollar amount to that. I can tell you, and I started out at reserve nearly 20 years ago. A lot's progressed since the reserve unit 20 years ago. It's not the reserve unit of today. As far as when we talk about overtime, when we talk about vacancies, the reserve unit has saved the county lots of dollars. They've been able to fill in gaps when, you know, law enforcement as a whole was struggling. Here a few years ago, just across the nation, and there were shortages of law enforcement. Our reserve stepped in. They were taking calls. They were working the streets. We've had some larger events going on the last few weekends that we've been paying close attention, and I've been fortunate to work with these guys. And, you know, not this weekend, but the last weekend, there was 14 of them out each day helping patrol and visual deterrent and just making a present, just make sure everything was safe.
You said 14?
There was 14 out each night, yes, ma'am.
14 at 71.5?
Do what?
If we pay them.
If we paid them?
Yeah. Yeah, there was 14 out each night with us.
Right.
But I only offered a couple full-time guys. You know, offer it because, you know, you got to look at overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, not just personnel and maybe salaries, but, you know, technology. These guys have brought a drone program to the county that we haven't been able to afford so far, but they worked their butts off through the private sector or however, and they brought a lot to us, and they're valuable, and it's hard to put an actual dollar amount to what they would have saved us, but I can tell you it'd be a lot.
Do they cost us anything? Do we fund them out of any of our line items? Do we fund them at all?
No, ma'am. We don't fund them. We try to help them as much as possible. We had tried to work some things in this year. It just, the funding wasn't there, so we had to pull it out. We have, you know, we bought them a truck, I think last year, maybe the year before. So we try to help, but not as much as I would like.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to put fund 1810. Is that where we are? No, next clerk's automation on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of passing 3007.0438, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to put fund 3015.0425 drug control on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, this is being zeroed out. Any discussion? All in favor of passing 3015.0425, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3017.0439 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Discussion. Ms. Woolley, talk about this revenue source.
So this is from, we had a big presentation of this at one point. It's the jail fines and fees. Some people call them fines, some people call them fees. But that's where the revenue comes in. And so we make sure that we budget, anything we budget out of that is strictly for jail operations. And so what we're asking for this year is for the, sorry, I flipped the wrong track. So this would pay for the other 3.5 months of medical for that medical turnkey contract, and then the whole 12 months of mental health is what this is. We originally, our original ask in October was to split 50-50 between county general and this fund. But because of being available to appropriate, we had to cut this fund approximately $56,000. So that's why we asked for, although we gave back our overtime money, we asked for it in county general and those departments, we had to increase that other professional services line item when we saw that we didn't need available to appropriate here. So.
And the budget request is still about $50,000 over our projected revenue, but we do have a fund balance that we're carrying over from last year that we're digging into. Just, it's not a problem this year. Questions? All in favor of passing 3017.0439, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3018.0437 County Detention Facility on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor of passing 3018.0437, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3405.0424 Federal Drug Forfeiture on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Any questions? We've been a lot of special revenue funds. Let's see. Oh, some zeroed out. Good. $7.64. All in favor of passing 3405.0427, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3407.0421 Criminal Justice Sales Tax Jail on the table for discussion.
Second.
Yes.
I think we've talked about sales tax projection for next year. Do you want
mind you just
mention it real quick?
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of hard to say earlier, we might get to $15 million this year in sales tax revenue. Don't know that we'll 100% we'll get there. Typically, for those who have not been through this before, what I do on sales tax projections, and it's really because of this fund, and it's their only real revenue source. I don't want to overproject sales tax revenue. If anything, I want to under-project it. I think from the time I've been here, we've had 1 year where we did not meet projections, and of course, it cost everybody. So we're going to project $14.8 million next year for sales tax. I feel pretty confident that we'll make that number, but we don't typically project increases in sales tax year to year due to the fact that we do not want to be short on it. It's because of this fund and itself. So it's really, they have some interest revenue, but it's really the revenue
04-21. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3511.0436 Court Security Grant on the table for discussion.
Second. We skipped at least one line to go back to.
I skipped it?
Yeah. It's all right. We can do 3511 right now. All right, this is zero budget. All in favor of discussion? All in favor of passing 3511.0436, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes.
Just real quickly, and I don't know if they went through any grant budgets last night or not, but on grant budgets, if we are not almost 100% certain that we are going to get that grant funding, we do not budget it during budget time.
Okay.
When they know they're getting grant funding, they'll come at that point and ask for the appropriation.
Okay.
You'll probably see a lot of these grants are zero.
We have budget money in that fund currently, but that grant ends December 31st. So we have to have the rest of it spent, and we would have already spent it, but items are on backorder. So we're waiting to be able to get the invoice for that and pay for those. So, but technically, we're supposed to have it all closed out, everything done by December 31st. So that's why we're not asking for additional. We would have to request to be awarded a new grant if we had for this one for in particular.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So which one did I skip? 413?
0436.
There are two of them. They're just 134.07 and 3511.
Okay.
Yeah.
My papers are 2025, and so this is done out.
3407.0436.
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3407.0436 on the table for discussion.
Second.
They have two budgets in criminal justice sales tax. One is the jail, and this one is sheriff budget. And they're both the sheriff budget. Any questions on this one? Any discussion on this? All in favor of passing 3407.0436, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
The next one is I'd like to make a motion to put Fund 3413.0801, is that correct?
No.
That's soil conservation.
3513. 0513. JAG grant on the table for discussion.
Sorry.
Any discussion, Justices?
So this is a grant, but it's a grant.
If I can add, so that grant, just one second, I'll leave it to our working group. That grant actually overlaps years. That grant funding has to be extended by September 30th of 2027. We had, for this year, we had budgeted $34,791. We've already expended $29,930.69, and we just requested, it's a reimbursement grant, we just requested the reimbursement drawdown for that $29,000. It should hit the treasurer's account tomorrow for that. But the $4,860.31 is what is left from our grant award that we still have to purchase those items. But we have until September of 2027 to extend them.
Justice, any questions?
Sure.
Yes.
Because on this one, it's showing in the red. I'm guessing that will just be updated then since they have it.
Yep, when the funds are received.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just a general question. She was saying that we had appropriated, $37,000 in that this year?
It was an amendment to our budget
Okay. Earlier
this year when we were awarded the grant. So it was an original budget.
Sure, yeah. So this is just a general question. When we're looking at this first columns in here, is this the original appropriations or is this appropriations as amended?
It would be the original appropriations back in 2025. I don't think it is the appropriations as amended. Is that correct, Sarah?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So to see appropriations as amended, we would have to look in the statement of operations or?
Yes, that would show in the statement of operations.
Okay.
put fund 3516.0445, the LLEBG grant, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Is there a budget? Any discussion? All in favor of passing 3516.0445, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3526.0400 public safety equipment grant for the Sheriff's Department on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any discussion?
Some of these grants, I think I overheard your question. Some of these grants have been grants that we've had in the past. So, like, for this one example, the last time we were awarded this grant and spent money out of it was in 2023. But the way that the treasurer's office has to report things, I think, because of leg audit, and he can speak to that, and it's why it's there for zero and zero.
Gotcha.
Yeah, actually, Tom Anderson brought it to my attention a few years ago. If we have any fund that has money, we have to go through this process and put it in the book, essentially. So you're going to see a lot of zero requests here, but those funds are set there or set aside when grants do come through. They're there for them, so we have great new funds for those.
Any more discussion? All in favor of passing 3526.0400, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3527.0450. I'm not even going to read all those letters for the Sheriff's Department on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any questions, Justices?
Zero this one out.
Yep. Zeroing this one out. On favor of passing 3527.0450, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed?
Close. I'd like to make a motion to put fund 3531.0400 sheriff on the table of discussion.
Second.
All right, Justices, any questions here? This is the rapid DNA grant that we talked about this past year, I believe, this year. Yeah. Questions here? How's that been going? How's rapid DNA been going in the jail over there, Chief Deputy?
So rapid DNA is installed in Booking. They are still in the testing phase where our lucky Booking lieutenant has to swab himself. And run the test, and I was like, well, sir, I hope for the rest of your life you don't ever do anything. But it's up and running in our Booking. We're still waiting on the FBI and the crime lab to release the okay to start the investigative machine. But the jail, the Booking station is up and running.
So we're just waiting on that?
Yes.
All right.
Actually have this question.
Yeah.
So we have a pending invoice that we need to pay out of this grant. And this grant is kind of a little bit different that we will not upload and submit a claim to be paid to a vendor until we request our drawdown because of the sheer amount that this grant was. It was $1 million grant. So we have one invoice that is pending. It actually was a part of a transfer request in tonight's appropriation budget. For budget finance, So I need to reduce the. I need to reduce the amount in 3093 by that $5,610.41. So if you give me just a second, I can do the math.
we only
okay. Okay. So, okay, I just want to make sure, because that up there did not show it, so I want to make sure we reduced it. Or I would have to address it next year, so...
So it's actually okay, because what I'm looking at is old stuff too, so I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Could you
write
on London?
That's
how
we
use
the website, right?
Yeah, from the
website.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they can't remember. It's right in my answer.
Tablets, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All in favor of passing 3531.0400 as presented on the tablets at?
Aye.
Any opposed? I do not have anything else on my agenda.
I have one other clarification that I just realized. Question for Deputy Boyle. You said 14 reserve officers were working that Saturday night, but how many do we have total? Because when I started doing the math, it was 14, but that's only the amount that were working that particular night, correct?
Yes, I believe we have 17.
We have 17 total.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. So,
Justices, we have, let's see, tonight we tabled, I believe, three budgets into Thursday, along with the other six that we tabled last night. So we will pick that up Thursday. I believe that's our only order of business, as well as you having to listen to my narrative on budget methodology in general. Yes.
I just wanted to kind of just give an understanding. So when we turned in our original budgets in October, we weren't told to add in COLA. We knew that the county always tries to project that and everything, but our original budgets did not entail that. We just addressed our original expenses, increases, and things like that. So we got our available to appropriate. We had to cut approximately $500,000 from our sales tax request. So just know that there are additional problems and things that need to be addressed within our department that we don't have funding to address within our sales tax, that we very well could have to come before the court and ask for out of county general or something like that at some point. I just want to make that known because we have had to make compromises. To just take on a 3% COLA for our three departments that we pay for staff in county general was $185,000 and change. And then to take on 3% COLA for the two departments that we pay people out of in sales tax was $132,000. So $185,000 for 3% on county general and $132,000 on sales tax. So we want to make sure that happens for our existing employees, but that strongly change what we had to do for our original request and sales tax and also addressing expenses. So I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, just
yeah. I have another question about budgets generally and salaries. At our previous core court meetings in October, we were talking about the extra 27th pay roll thing. As far as I have seen, there is nothing in our 2026 budgets for the discussed set aside of, you know, whatever fraction it is of all the salaries. So where does that stand at this point?
Right now, you're correct. That the discussion of every 13th year, whatever it is, that we have to pay an extra payroll. You're right, that's not addressed in this budget right now as far as that set aside goes. I mean, when we put it all together, you know, projections were very, the amount of wave-over room we were working with was very minimal, you know, and everything. I'll just pass the judge to see if he has any thoughts or comments on it as just to see if you do. I don't know if you...
But no, it's every 11 years, and I mean, if we don't do 11th every year, then every other year you need to do, a fifth or something. Or else somebody at some point is going to have to come up with that. Right now we could afford it. We're not in dire straits, but the economy goes up and down. I mean, pendulum swings, and the prudent thing to do is set aside a lot of salary every year. So whether, I don't know if the treasurer or county clerk would suggest creating a line item for that, or if AEC or leg audit have given any guidance on that, or if anybody else has even ever thought of that. It just seems like a prudent thing to do.
So just doing quick numbers, I mean, I think our expense was somewhere around $800,000. I don't remember what the total expense was on that payroll. I just did $800,000 divided by 11 is $72,000 and some change. So I think we could work with the treasurer and talk about, do we create another fund? Do we create something akin to our capital improvement fund, you know, that acts as a savings account for us where we can squirrel away? And that's going to stair-step up as our personnel expenditures stair-step up as well every year. So, yes, I mean, you're correct. It's not addressing this budget at the moment, but it's something we could probably look at and maybe talk about for Thursday if you want to do that. Mm-hmm. Now that we know where we sit with everything. Okay. Any other questions, Justice? All right, I believe we're set for Thursday at 6:30. We'll see y'all then. Any good?
And people are reporting that they're getting an aurora that you can possibly see with your camera. Come to go to their
But I didn't know where you were seeing it.
I don't know that you're something general. Either you see it or you go out and see the camera.
I'm just saying I didn't see any of that because it's.
Yeah, I would
just call it the library. I did see Jason's post and Lori's post, but
yeah.
I didn't fly. I didn't go read the comments because you know that it comes out to feel that.
Yeah. All right, man. I just need to say that. Okay.